You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Yeah.
Now, some people go to Mix100.com, they click on the Dom and Jeremy tab up at the top, and they send us an old-fashioned email, which is fine. We like getting your emails.
Lovely.
It's terrific.
It's wonderful.
Other people just send us a social media message. They go to Facebook and they find the boys on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy, Dom and Jeremy on FB. And you can send a message that way. This is actually old-fashioned email from Jared. Jared! Now, he names a grocery store, and at first I thought, oh, maybe I should change that and just say, you know, at a grocery store. But I'm like, why? It's not that big a deal, right?
Yeah. Got a handful to choose from, I guess.
So I'm just going to read what he said.
Okay.
He says, boys, quick question. In King Soopers today, I opened a package of eggs to check for broken ones. We all do that, don't we?
We all do that. You want to get home and have two broken eggs?
You don't want that.
What would you do with the rest of
your
day?
And you don't want the checker or whatever to have to do that for you.
No.
Just pull up your big boy, big girl.
They always say, did you check these?
Check
I checked them already. Thank you.
Yeah, what do I look like?
An idiot?
Do I look like a fool?
I'm an egg checker.
He says, in King Soopers today, I opened a package of eggs to check for broken ones, and then I dropped it.
Oh.
Of the 18 eggs in the package, I love those 18-count containers.
Do you?
That's all we get.
Get you going, huh? Get your motor going, huh? Oh, yes, so many eggs.
Of the 18 eggs in the package, only four of them remained intact. The rest was a big, giant, gooey mess.
He's super clumsy.
Here's what Jared says. I set the package down and was so flustered, I didn't even grab another package. I just walked away.
Oh.
He writes, my wife says I should have offered to buy the eggs, and she also says I should go back to the store and offer to pay for them. I've always been told that breaking things in a grocery store is just an accident, and they don't expect you to pay. What say you?
Oh, that's good, buddy.
Okay.
That's good.
So imagine it's not eggs. What else do people break?
I'm going to tell you right now, I think the jars of pickles that are just barely stacked on top of each other, the grocery stores are just asking for people to drop those off. I mean, you've got to barely like get your little fingers in there and pinch it and slowly pull it out. You know they're doing that on purpose.
I just did that just a few years ago, and it was one of those things of the spicy pickle chip.
Oh, yeah.
With a really hot, spicy.
Yeah. But what is
it
with them stacking them like that?
But what was funny about it is the sound it made when it hit at my feet. It was a really interesting, loud, popping sound.
Huh.
It wasn't just a like glass
shatter.
Crashing.
It was like pow.
It was like a, yeah, it was like some weird
kind of wanted
sonic
to do it again, huh? You like,
I wanted to drop another one.
Run your hands down the ding, 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 ding.
Because it was such an interesting sound. The funny thing with that for me is that there was someone in the store who worked for the store just, I don't know, 20 feet away, some guy stocking shelves or something, and he started laughing.
Oh, not again. Now, did you bend down and pick up one of those little pickle chips and, then run off?
No, I was so embarrassed. I might have considered doing that if that guy wasn't standing there. And there were other people in the aisle, too.
Here's shake the glass thing off it. And
you know what's funny about this? Is there's an element of shame.
There
that goes
so
along
is.
With it.
Because you're like admitting you're clumsy and you're standing there like a buffoon.
Yeah. And everyone looks at you to kind of see what you will do. So I don't know if Jared had people watching him or not. But
that's the
there
thing.
Were people in the aisle with me, including a store employee. And I felt shame.
That's the thing. That's kind of the bottom line of this. If somebody sees you or there's another employee there, that you then you have to kind of be like, oh my gosh, let me help you pick this up.
Mm-hmm.
Can I reimburse you guys? You have to make like this big scene of, you know, oh, I am here to help. Yeah. But with the eggs, if he knocked them all down and nobody was there, I'm bolting, man.
It's like a tree falling in the forest
like
and there's nobody there to
I'm
witness
like
it. It
kid
didn't
on
happen.
Field day on the 50-yard dash. Gonzo.
But let me ask you, his wife says that he should have offered to pay for the eggs. He should have grabbed another container.
I guess.
You don't take
what is the right answer, you know? And then if you're the establishment, you almost want to say, don't worry about it. It's no problem. Accidents happen, because that just makes you feel better about your mistake. And then you know what? I'm coming back to this place. They were really cool about what just happened. Instead of standing there with their arms crossed saying, dude, fork over the $9, whatever 18 eggs is now. You know, you got to pay us for that. They almost have to say, you know what, no worries, we'll clean it up for you, right?
We need grocery store people to tell us the etiquette on
this. Yeah, what do you guys do with this? Oh, I'll give you a quick one because they're coming in fast. Boys, I broke about a whole box of tiles. I pulled the box off the shelf at Lowe's and the bottom broke loose. All the tiles fell out, hit the ground, smashed everywhere. They were really cool about it and didn't make me pay. That's from Janice. I almost smell sabotage on that. Like somebody else was shopping and opened up the box. And can you imagine they'll pulling that box out? Because I've gotten tile before at those places. And you always have to put the hand on the bottom just in case, Janice. Always. What are yours?
I want to do phones first, and then we'll go to Marjorie's note. Let's take a couple of calls. Here's Kristen. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So tell us about your clumsiness.
Well, we were in San Francisco for my cousin's wedding, and we're walking down in Chinatown, and my son, you know, they have all kinds of stuff out in the storefront, and they have those stress balls that you move around in your hands that cling.
Yeah.
And he picked him up and, you know, started practicing and dropped one, and their store owner was, like, shot out of the store and said, yep, you're paying for it.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't know stress balls were breakable.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the whole thing?
Is on concrete.
Oh, okay. Because I was just like, aren't they built tough so you can kind of beat the heck out of them?
No.
No, apparently not.
So did you pay for it?
Yeah, he had to use his trip spending money and pay for them.
How much was that? I got to know.
I think they were about $20-$25.
Wow.
For a kid, that's a big hit, man.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, big lesson learned. Don't touch.
Don't touch the stress balls.
There's irony involved in it. Probably put so much stress on him for the rest of the trip.
Right. He's like, can you toss in one more of those? I want to take one home so I can actually use it.
Kristen, thanks for the call. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, boys.
Bye.
Have a great weekend. Here's Sharon. Sharon, good morning.
Morning. First time caller. Just want to say hi.
Oh, well, hugs and kisses.
We're going to be very, very gentle with you for your first time, okay?
Appreciate that.
What'd you break?
I was about 7 in a store, and there was a Garfield cookie jar. Didn't realize it was a cookie jar and wanted to know the price, so I turned it over, and Garfield's head smashed everywhere.
Oh, no!
I started sobbing. Oh, no, I don't have the money. What am I going to do? My dad was very embarrassed and offered to pay, but they were really nice and said that I didn't have to pay for it.
So. Like, yeah, Garfield had it coming. It was a stupid design anyway.
Yeah, kind of dumb.
You shattered Garfield's head. Well,
yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Thank
you for the call. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you calling, okay?
Absolutely. You guys are super fun. My daughter and I love listening to you guys.
What's your daughter's name?
Linnea.
You and Linnea have a great weekend, okay?
Oh, all right, I will. Thanks.
See you later.
Thank you for being on the show. You know, that reminds me, she said it's her first time. In 1 hour, we're going to be doing long time, first time for people just like Sharon, who have never, ever, ever, ever called the show before.
Yeah, we want
to
meet you.
Get to dominate at 8 o'clock. Listen to this from Marjorie. She says, I broke a mirror at a fairly high-end store. Let me jump in. Today is Friday the 13th.
Mm.
So the fact that she broke a mirror is a perfect story for
today.
She said the price tag was about $450.
Oh, my gosh.
They requested that I pay for it. I went back to their office and argued, and we eventually settled at $75. I guess that covered some of their costs and shipping.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So I guess the lesson there is if you're breaking something that's high-end or expensive, you can negotiate.
Yeah, you're like, Here's what I can do.
Because you don't want a $450 mirror. You don't want to just drop that and say,
my bad.
My bad. Have a great day.
That's when you start scrambling and blaming the store. Like, well, where you had it placed, and I didn't see it, and
yeah,
I feel like it might have
fallen. Some people are just clumsy oafs, though, you know?
At that price point, though, you start pointing fingers.
This is not my fault.